Ninibushu and the Walleye. Years ago, Ninibushu got involved with a tribal dispute over an adoption. It was not even any of his business, but he still took it upon himself to nosy his way into the dispute. Two families were arguing. One was the elk family, and one was the moose family. He took one family's side, even though he knew that it was never a good idea to take sides. The moose clan were known as very skilled hunters and warriors. The moose clan became offended by Ninibushu's decision to take the elk clan family's side in the dispute and set out to kill poor Ninibushu. This was not a good thing, and Ninibushu was chased out of the village by 20 amazing painted warriors in pursuit behind him. Ninibushu was able to get a small lead on the warriors of about 200 arm lengths when he got stopped dead in his tracks by a huge creek. He knew if he jumped in, he would be killed for sure, as the warriors were just behind him. In the creek, there just happened to be a fish floating where he was, and the fish was looking at Ninibushu. The fish said to him, "If I float in the middle, you can jump to me and step on my back and then take another jump to the other side." Ninibushu agreed and did so very quickly. Ninibushu then told the fish, "From this day on, you will carry beautiful yellow spots on your body for your kindness." He also sneakily added sharp spikes on its back, so the Moose Clan warriors could not do the same thing and follow him across the creek. Ninibushu laughed at the warriors and took off singing his bragging song into the forest. The warriors never caught up to Ninibushu, but vowed to get him one day for his bragging, rude, and nosy behavior. Of course, they never caught him, and often his bragging song was heard echoing in the forest for years after. This is how walleye got its yellow spots and sharp spikes on its back. It's often thought that the Moosh people are the Cree and the Elk Clan people are the Ojibwe, and they were one at one time, one tribe, but after that dispute, the tribe split up and the Moosh people were said to have left heading northwest, while the Elk Clan people started to go east.